GOP calls to invoke 25th Amendment after special counsel casts doubt on Biden's mental acuity. This man has the nuclear codes. By Joshua Klein on February 8, 2024. Following special counsel Robert Hur's report, which included stunning revelations of the deterioration of President Joe Biden's mental state, Republican officials are calling to invoke the 25th Amendment. They state that if ever there were a time to do so, now would be it, and insist that if the president is not competent to stand trial, then he is certainly not competent to lead the free world. While highlighting evidence of America's oldest ever president willfully mishandling classified documents, special counsel Hur's report details Biden's significant cognitive decline, perhaps more politically damning than his handling of classified materials. The report, released Thursday, concludes that prosecution is unlikely due to the challenges of proving willful intent beyond a reasonable doubt in Biden's sympathetic public image. In response, Republican members are urging the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment, which addresses presidential succession and disability procedures, or face impeachment, while questioning how Democrats in good conscience can tell Americans he is mentally competent enough to continue being commander-in-chief. "For the safety of our nation, Joe Biden must resign," declared Congresswoman Mary Miller, Ariel. "He could not remember basic facts about his life. He is not competent to remain as commander-in-chief, and every day that he remains, he puts America at risk. If he won't resign, the cabinet must invoke the 25th Amendment," she added. "If ever there were a time to invoke the 25th Amendment, wouldn't that time be now?" asked Senator Mike Lee, RUT. The special counsel's report exposing that Joe Biden's mental decline is so severe that he cannot stand trial means he is unfit for office, wrote Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA. "We must demand either the 25th Amendment be invoked or impeachment," she added. In a joint statement with House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, RMN, and House GOP Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, House Speaker Representative Mike Johnson, RLA, called the report's findings deeply disturbing, noting that a man too incapable of being held accountable for mishandling classified information is certainly unfit for the Oval Office. "Time for the 25th Amendment," suggested Senator Josh Hawley, RMO. "Biden doesn't remember his time as VP? But somehow he's qualified to be president for another 4 years?" he questioned in another post. This report labels Biden as a well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory. Who will be the first patriotic Democrat in Congress to state the obvious and, for the good of the country, invoke the 25th Amendment? He asked. "Never been a stronger case for the 25th Amendment than right now," argued Representative Mike Collins, RGA. "Joe Biden is not mentally competent to serve," asserted Representative Pat Fallon, RTX. Special Counsel Hur's report should concern everyone, even every Democrat. "Biden can't withstand the intellectual rigor of a trial because he's an elderly man with a poor memory, but he's okay to be the commander-in-chief with the world on fire?" asked Representative Mike Waltz, RFL. "The President of the United States is not well," concluded Representative Thomas Massey, RKY. "The DOJ just admitted the President of the United States is too senile to prosecute. How is he running the country?" asked Congressman Greg Stoob, RFL. "Truly astonishing," declared Senator Ted Cruz, RTX. "The U.S. Department of Justice formally laying out evidence that the sitting President of the United States is not competent to stand trial. He cannot remember when he was vice president, but this man has the nuclear codes," he added. "If Joe Biden is not competent to stand trial, then he is certainly not competent to lead the free world," argued Representative Andrew Clyde, RGA. The special counsel's assessment of President Biden's physical and mental condition is something the American people will have to consider this fall, wrote Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC. Democrats and their stenographers in the mainstream media may try to look the other way and brush this under the rug, but it is so glaringly obvious to the American people, wrote House GOP Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY. "This is truly a sad state for America with a president who is clearly unfit for office. How can Biden and Democrats in good conscience tell the American people that he is mentally competent enough to be president?" asked Senator Jim Banks, RN, adding that it is time for Joe to go to a retirement home and time for Trump to get back in the White House. Today's report from Robert Hur tells us two things. There's a double standard of justice in this country. And Joe Biden isn't fit for office, wrote Senator Jim Jordan, R.O. It could not be more clear that if Joe Biden is mentally unfit to serve as president, let alone another 4 years in office, wrote Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN. He is doing a disservice to the American people and himself. Biden's DOJ is claiming that he is too mentally incompetent to stand trial. How can he be mentally competent to serve another 4 years as president? Asked Senator Eric Schmidt, R.M.O. Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, R.N.Y., urged President Biden to resign now. Hur's assessment of Biden's significantly limited memory played a part in his decision not to prosecute. We have also considered that, at trial, Mr. Biden would likely present himself to a jury, as he did during our interview with him, as a sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory, the report states. Based on our direct interactions with and observations of him, he is someone for whom many jurors will want to identify reasonable doubt. It would be difficult to convince a jury that they should convict him, by then a former president well into his 80s, of a serious felony that requires a mental state of willfulness. Hur's report is riddled with examples and assessments that Biden's mental faculties and memory have deteriorated, saying, Mr. Biden's memory also appeared to have significant limitations. Shockingly, the report says, he was unable to remember, even within several years, when his son Beau passed away, as well as when he was vice president. The matter comes as concerns about the 81-year-old president's age and mental fitness in an election year have intensified, with questions about his cognitive acuity already appearing in headlines after he had confused a world leader with a dead predecessor twice in the previous week. A Yahoo News/YouGov poll released in May revealed that a whopping 82% of Americans possess concerns about Biden's health and mental acuity. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.